We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Russ Huseman. Good morning, Russ.
Morning, Rob.
34-17, a loss at Virginia, but your team certainly battled well against an ACC opponent. As you go back and look at the film, what do you take away from that game?
Well, I mean, we did compete. I was proud of our guys. We competed for 60 minutes. We played hard. In the first half, they scored on four possessions, two of them big plays. I mean, should have had guys on the ground. We didn't get them on the ground. We were concerned about that. You know, one pass play and one run play. And then their fourth touchdown, their back fumbles it. And it's fixing to, I mean, it shoots out of there and it's fixing to go to the back of the end zone. And we've got two guys, getting ready. And it hits off the official and bounces right back to the guy laying on the ground, the running back, and for a touchdown. When you play these games, you got to have a bounce or two, no question about that. I thought offensively we were very efficient, not enough explosive plays. We got to really work hard on that. But we had 20 first downs in the game. I thought our quarterback was efficient. We threw and caught it pretty good. We ran the ball really well. So I was proud of our offense. And then defensively, we came out the first two drives of the second half, created turnovers. If we make a field goal with a minute to go in the third quarter, that's a one-score game. We actually get the ball back after missing a field goal, drive it down there and got third and short, don't convert, and we go for it on fourth and short and don't convert there either. So, I mean, it could have got to a one-score game pretty easily there, in potentially a four-point game. And then they went down and scored, and, you can kind of see they wore on us a little bit in the fourth quarter, but proud of our efforts. We got to get better in a lot of spots, but if we continue to compete like that the rest of the year, I think we'll be okay.
First question this morning from John O'Connor. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Russ. You used Savon Smith and Aaron Dykes about equally as running backs. I wonder if that will continue, and if so, why? Thank you.
Well, the why is because they're both really good players. We feel equally confident in both of them, and we will continue to use both those guys. The question is, will we mix in a third, whether it's Mylon Howard or Dante Black in certain situations? I think Aaron got 41 snaps. Devon got, 36. They should be able to handle that workload for sure. I think they had some – Aaron had 17 carries. Savon may have had 15 carries. So, I like where it is. I like the skill set they both bring. And we'll continue to use both those guys probably pretty equally.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks.
Your next question from Kevin Marshall. Go ahead, Kevin.
Coach Huseman, rate how Reese Shedinsky and Jacob Harris did for you. It must be a nice safety blanket for Reese to kind of know where Jake's going to be most of the time.
Well, yeah, Reese played really well. He knows the offense. He did a nice job. We targeted Josiah Williams more than Jake in this game. And, Reese is not dropping back looking for Jake. I mean, Reese is running the offense, and if we want to get Jake the ball, that's up to the offensive coordinator to get him in different spots, to get him the ball. But he did a nice job. He had a big third down catch and made a guy missed. I think Jake's going to be really good. But we've got other guys: Leroy Hanley, Nick DeGennaro, Josiah Williams. We're gonna spread the ball out and get it to the guy that's open for sure.
Russ, your defense, you talked about the concern against a quarterback like Brendan Armstrong and all their weapons on the outside. How did you feel like they held up against that high-powered offense?
Average. We didn't play like we want to play defense. We missed too many tackles, some poor angles to the ball. Obviously, Brendan Armstrong's a tremendous player. runs better than people give him credit for. Maybe people do give him credit in the ACC. I don't know, but he ran pretty good. You know, he outran a strong safety on 164-yard run. He got out of trouble quite a bit when it looked like we had him pinned in a little bit. Our rush lanes defensively weren't very good, so we did give him some openings in there. We got to fix that, but he's a great player. They've got some guys on the perimeter catching the ball that are really hard to defend. So, you know, we anytime you give up 500 yards total offense and 34 points, you can't be happy no matter who you're playing.
You talked a little bit last week on this call about that Tristan wouldn't come off the field, and he certainly showed with 19 tackles that he can play against a team like Virginia. Just maybe talk a little bit about his performance on Saturday.
Dude's a warrior. He played every snap other than the last two. We took him out, you know, on the last two. He runs down on kickoff, made two tackles on kickoff cover. The guy's unbelievable. I know he was sore on Sunday. We come in here, me and Justin Wood, on Sunday morning, we're both in here. We're normally early on Sunday, and I'm in here watching it, and I walk over to Coach Wood's office, and there's Tristan sitting in there on a Sunday morning. I said, "How you feel?" He said, "Oh, I'm sore." I said, "You watch the film?" He said he already had watched the film, and he's sitting in there with Coach Wood. Probably rewatching it, going over. That's the kind of player he is and the kind of person he is. He's incredible. For our level, he's one of the best in the country. No doubt about it. We're proud to have him. He'll play as many snaps as we need him to play each game, and whether it's special teams or defense.
Just going back a little bit on the offense, a lot of the talk with Coach Koch's new offense was throwing it around, and you were able to do that. But the balance you were able to get, you touched on with John, 170 yards on the ground. Were you pleased with that balance on offense?
Absolutely, and that's what we got to continue to do. I think offensively, really good. Great balance. We created running lanes for our backs. They made some people miss, got extra yards. I thought Reese threw the ball really well. He made the throws he had to make for the most part. But again, we had 20 first downs in that game, which is really good. But you know, we're gonna have to get big chunks. Our biggest chunk play was just an inside zone play for 20 yards. So we're gonna have to get the ball down the field more than we have. So. And then continue to do what we're doing. But overall, really, I think Virginia is so much more improved on defense. You know, they beefed up their defensive line pretty good with some transfers, and they had some really good players up front. And then in the secondary, they had some guys returning that were really good players. So and a great linebacker. So, you know, I felt pretty good about, you know, what we had done on the offensive side of the ball.
I know you said you were a little banged up on the offensive line in that game going against that defensive front. Was that did that lead to not being able to maybe take as many shots as you normally would have liked to?
No, I don't think so, because, you know, we lost Gavin on Wednesday, and, you know, we probably with the game plan was the game plan no matter what. You know, we'll get Derek Ferrer back. He's been out. He's transferred from Rice, who was doing really well. So we'll get him back. So even though we lose Gavin, we'll get Derek back. And I don't want to say thin, because I think the five we put out there, and then James Snavely, the six, are really are good enough players to compete in our league. So we were thin, but we actually – it wasn't like we didn't have a good offensive line in that game, because we did.
Home opener on Saturday against the St. Francis team that took Akron to overtime in their opener. What are some of the challenges that they present for you on offensive defense?
Yeah, I didn't want to see that. Taking an FBS school to overtime. They're always. I think that when you look at their team, They're always physical, well-coached. They play hard. You know, they sometimes it looks like they play with a chip on their shoulder. Offensively, they're playing two quarterbacks every other series, and they both are pretty athletic and throw it really well. They're a veteran up front offensively. Defensively, they do a lot as far as different looks they're going to show you. They try to create a lot of havoc. They look to me, I haven't really watched them defensively very much, but they look pretty athletic. And then offensively, I think they're, you know, they moved the ball really well on Akron, and, you know, and that's an FBS school. And so very, very impressed with what I saw from St. Francis on the film I've watched.
All right, Russ, thanks so much for your time this morning, and good luck Saturday against St. Francis.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.